This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, it is a hump day, and there is all kinds of stuff to unpack today. Record federal deficits, more breaking news about Paul Hammerpants Pelosi's attacker out there. We have the destruction of evidence, Dr. Fauci getting super rich, great news about the guys who were lost at sea, the World Cup death. Deep state, Sandy Hook, gun control, emails. We don't have time to get to everything today. We've only got 3 hours, and I better begin, huh? So I want to begin here. I struggle with something as a parent. I struggle with something as a human. You don't have to have kids to struggle with this. And this is what I struggle with. I believe in justice, right? I want justice. I believe that's a human nature thing. You're probably sitting there right now and you want justice. You want to live in a just city, a just state, a just country. You want things at your work to be just, to be fair. The better people get ahead, the harder workers get ahead, the poor workers don't get ahead. You want in your city. You want bad guys to be punished and good guys to be rewarded. You want justice. You want a sense of justice. And the movies you watch, frankly, the books you read, whatever you consume when it comes to that stuff, what are the ones you really, really enjoy? What do you love the most? When the bad guy gets what's coming to him, right? Don't we love that? Don't we all love that? When the bad, you really hate that guy, and finally, in the end, someone shoves a sword into his chest, and you say, yes, we got him. Or you're watching a mafia documentary. Oh, no, the newest Gambino crime boss went to jail. Good, you know, that kind of thing. But this is my struggle as a parent when I talk to my sons and as a person when I have conversations with myself, which I have extensive conversations with myself. There is so much injustice in the world that maybe constantly seeking it out. Maybe it's a fool's errand. Maybe it's a fool's errand that only makes me more miserable. And when I talk to my sons about it, now I want them to be fair people. I want them to be good men, a lot better men than I do. But for instance, in my house, I will tell them, we have this thing where I will say something and they will say something back to me. And one of the things I say is hard work. And they say something back to me, they say pays off. So whenever they've studied hard for an exam, and my oldest son yesterday busted his butt for some crappy English exam, came home with a 97. I looked at him and I said, hard work, and he said, pays off. That's just what we do. But what if it doesn't? Because let's be frank. Oftentimes in life, hard work doesn't pay off. Now, you're better off working hard. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying otherwise. But oftentimes, there's no justice to be had. Oftentimes, and we'll get to this when we discuss the Fauci stuff here in about 10 minutes. Oftentimes, the bad guys actually win. The bad guys win a lot. And that's a hard pill to swallow, isn't it? I saw this headline. You probably missed it. I don't know. Maybe you caught wind of it. But and I know there are big national things I need to get to. And I'll get to all of them. But I saw this headline. New York Times. Massive fire burns down part of an NYPD evidence center in Brooklyn. An NYPD evidence center. It held things like, oh, I don't know, DNA, vehicles, who knows what else in there. A 3-alarm fire emerged deep within the facility and torched it. They had to bring out the fireboats. Now, I was born at night, but not last night. I don't need probably to wait for any more information. A 3-alarm fire didn't miraculously just pop up inside an evidence center in Brooklyn. Somebody set a fire at an evidence center in Brooklyn. I can say that with a reasonable amount of confidence. I realize there could always be a faulty wire or something somewhere, but come on, I'm not naive. And I was thinking about it. We'll never know the answer. Wrap your mind around this. The chances are good. The chances are way above average that we will never know the answer to who got away with what. What bit of evidence was destroyed there? Probably intentionally, and a very, very bad person will walk away and he'll never get the justice. He'll never get justice. Well, I should say society won't ever get justice. He'll never get the punishment he deserved. What was it that was destroyed? Was it financial crimes? Big drug dealer? Some kind of a monster who hurts women or children? A crooked cop? Plenty of those around. A mobster? Plenty of those around. After all, it's New York City. What was it? Who was it? We'll never know the answer to this question. And if you're walking in downtown Manhattan right now and you breeze by someone on the sidewalk, maybe he's eating a gigantic New York slice of pizza folded in half as one does, Chris, and he's just enjoying his day, got some earphones in, listening to some music. Maybe that's the murderer who gets to walk scot-free because the evidence locker got burned down. I don't know why I chose to open the show with this, but there are so many stories along this storyline tonight, and it just, maybe it's part of the late stage republic that we've been talking about as part of America, because there gets to be less and less justice as you become a late stage republic. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe I'm looking around and lamenting the endless corruption out there, and not just the corruption, that no one ever has to answer for it. No one ever has to answer for it. I brought this up a second ago. Headline from the New York Post. Dr. Fauci and his wife's wealth skyrocketed by $5 million during the pandemic. So the human being largely responsible for the greatest destruction of wealth this country has seen since the Great Depression. The human being that injected a heart attack injection into who knows how many people. By the way, that reporter who was reporting on the World Cup, we now know his heart basically exploded. Perfectly healthy reporter fell over dead. I could spend all 3 hours discussing the very healthy young people, many of them athletes, falling over dead. The man responsible for pushing those on society over and over and over and over and over again. The man responsible for so much unending misery, drug use, mental health crisis, suicides. The man responsible for so much of what you see now. The truth is, hearings or no hearings, we're never going to get justice. That's the God's honest truth. No, we should. But here's the God's honest truth. You want Fauci arrested investigated, put through a fair trial. That's just what I want. And you want him locked away for the rest of his life for what he did to the country you love, to the country I love. But here's the truth. Dr. Fauci is 81 years old. I don't know how much longer he'll be on this earth. Probably a while. Seems like one of those guys that's going to live forever. Evil people usually do. Dr. Fauci is going to live the rest of his life flying on private jets or in the very least first class. When you and your family are sitting down trying to figure out how you're going to make ends meet for the next month, Dr. Fauci is going to sit down and order a $150 A5 Wagyu steak at a steakhouse. He's going to have champagne. He's going to have magazine covers. He's going to live in a fancy Manhattan apartment with, of course, a little beach place down in Florida whenever it gets a little too cold in New York. The truth is, as much as I crave justice, and I do, as much as you crave justice, the truth is, in this world today, there is precious little of it. And sometimes, just you and me talking here, sometimes I struggle with that. Sometimes I struggle with the fact the bad guys get away with virtually everything today. Oh, don't get me wrong. I know the gangbanger will eventually get locked up in prison, but I'm talking about the worst guys. I'm talking about the elites, the government officials, the billionaire types, the ones who are just running roughshod over this country and looting it and going to leave it with nothing. The truth is, justice never actually comes to those guys, and it drives me freaking crazy. That's the truth. I'm not quite done on this Fauci stuff. I'm going to finish up with the Fauci stuff. And then I'm going to discuss something that's coming. And it's coming for you. It's not good. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed?
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday night, reminding you, you can email the show anything you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're about to discuss something that's coming for you, something we have to be aware of. You probably already are, but I just want to finish something up real quick here with justice. Here's Fauci.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, he's now asking the Florida Supreme Court to greenlight an investigation into, and the way he put it, is any and all wrongdoing in Florida with respect to COVID-19 vaccines. What's your reaction to that?
I don't have a clue, Kate, what he's asking for. I mean, we have a vaccine that unequivocally is highly effective and safe and has saved literally millions of lives. The Commonwealth Fund has come out with a report.
Just hold on one sec real quick. I'm going to let him finish. Unequivocally, totally safe. World Cup 2022, Grant Wall's cause of death revealed. He had an aortic aneurysm. Anyway, I'm moving on.
Report just this past week that vaccinations that have been administered over this period of time, this last year and a half to 2 years, has saved 3.2 million lives, 18 million hospitalizations.
Hold on. Just pay attention. You just heard what he said. It saved 3.2 million lives, 18 million hospitalizations.
And approximately $1 trillion in costs.
It saved 3 million lives, 18 million hospitalizations, and trillions in costs. Okay. That's what the, quote, vaccine did, the therapeutic that they're still calling a vaccine. Okay. Let's talk about that for a moment. I would like to say something because I have a headline right here that actually backs up what he just said from CNN, so you know you can trust it. It says COVID-19 vaccines have saved more than 3 million lives in the U.S., study says, but the fight isn't over. So I actually have an announcement. It's a very exciting announcement from the Jesse Kelly Show. I've been hanging on to this for a while, but it's time to come out with it. Did you know that people listening to the Jesse Kelly Show, did you know that has saved 50 million lives? I know. You're right, Chris. It is breaking news.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
Jesse. Listening to the Jesse Kelly Show has saved 50 million lives. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, that's ridiculous. Jesse, how could that be possible? Jesse, I don't understand. How could listening to a radio show save 50 million lives? And I will say back to you, isn't what I just said just as provable as saying Pfizer has saved that many lives? How could you possibly prove a negative? They love doing this too. The communist mastering the language as he always does. He loves doing this. Remember when Barack Obama was always trying to pass something and he would always say, it's going to save or create so many million jobs, save or create. And people would look around and say, well, what does that mean? Well, here's what it means. When it doesn't create anything, you can simply get up and say, I saved it. Because you can take credit for saving whatever you want. Because you can't prove otherwise. Because you can't go back and rewind and say that. And yet, this is what happens. They'll do things like this, CNN and Fauci, and they'll throw out these ridiculous statistics that nobody, the smartest person in the world, whoever you consider that to be, Elon Musk, me, it doesn't matter who, what, Chris, doesn't matter who you consider that person to be, the smartest person in the world could not tell you that COVID vaccines saved even one life. They couldn't tell you that because you can't prove a negative. You can't go back and say otherwise. I can say with as much confidence that the Jesse Kelly Show has saved 50 million lives as they can to say this. And yet they roll out these things, these credentialed people in our late stage republic roll out these stats and numbers all the time as if they're facts, because they know that Normie Norm won't pause for 5 seconds and actually process what he's saying here.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, he's now asking the Florida Supreme Court to greenlight an investigation into, and the way he put it, is any and all wrongdoing in Florida with respect to COVID-19 vaccines. What's your reaction to that?
I don't have a clue, Kate, what he's asking for. I mean, we have a vaccine that unequivocally is highly effective and safe and has saved literally millions of lives.
Unequivocally safe. Headline, unexplained deaths become the number one cause of death in 2022 in Canada, Australia, and Europe. Deaths among children and young people explode in Europe. You know, since 2016, you know what the number one cause of death in Canada has been? Dementia. Very sad, very terrible thing. We'll get to Joe Biden in a little bit. You know what just took over the top spot for the number one cause of death in Canada? Unknown cases of death. Huh, that's so wild. Headline from the Daily Mail, undertakers are run off their feet with abnormally high numbers of Australians dying. A European, Euromomo, a European mortality monitoring organization, shows there have been more excess deaths in 2022 than in 2020 and 2021. Greatest increase occurring in children and young people. Where's their justice? You see? But we can unequivocally say this. All right, you know what? We're moving on from this stuff because I'm going to get myself all caught up. And now I have more stuff. I even have great news. We'll discuss great news next. And we'll discuss what's coming for you. There's something else that's coming for you, though. A lower cell phone bill. A lower cell phone bill, because you're going to switch from your garbage communist cell phone company. You're going to switch to Pure Talk. You're going to get the same great coverage, because they're on the same 5G networks as one of the big guys. But you're going to pay, my family pays half. We all four switched to family of four family plan. We pay half of what we did before. We were with T-Mobile. It's one of the easiest ways you can put your money where your morals are, especially because they're so freaking wonderful to deal with. I actually had to call Pure Talk today. You know how long I waited on hold? That's how long. Not at all. I didn't wait on hold. You get right through and you talk to an American. And right now, when you switch, when you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, that will save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk.
Call, right.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Feeling like a hand. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember the two dudes that were lost at sea? We talked about them last night on the sailboat. They found them. They found them. 65 and 76 years old. They found the daggone guys, and they found him alive. How cool is that? That is amazing. So a couple New Jersey dudes coming back home. They found the pet dog, too. So the dudes and the dog are going to live. That is incredible. Yay for that. That's one. Two. What is it about sailboats we do love so much? Now, I know they're cool, Chris. They're cool is not an answer. I tell you what I think it is. This is my working theory on sailboats. I think when we look at a sailboat, I think we think about a time when we were exploring the planet. Or we think about epic sea battles with cannons, you know, pirates and things like that. And I think it brings some sense of being nostalgic for that era out. What, Michael? Is it like a dude driving an ATV? It's nothing like that at all. You say it's operating machinery. I don't know that it's that. I think when we look at a boat, I think we see Christopher Columbus. Or we see... When I think about a sailboat, I think about the fact that people would get in these things and just sail across the ocean and maybe die. Many, many, many of them died. And I just find that to be the most fascinating thing. And the only thing that got you there was the wind. I don't know. Anyway, we're moving on. We're getting to something that you need to be ready for. And you need to understand that your nation has changed. Your culture has changed. And the religion of the nation has changed. Remember, I don't take pleasure in saying that now. But nations have religions. Ours has changed. We are now the U.S. of gay.
Today's a good day. A day America takes a vital step toward equality, toward liberty and justice, not just for some, but for everyone. Everyone. Toward creating a nation where decency, dignity, and love are recognized.
Yeah, you got the whole thing. But here's what I need you to be prepped for. Not only do nations have religions, the religion of the nation is almost always protected by the law, and the perceived, real or perceived enemies of that religion are almost always attacked by the law. That's simply a fact. Let's say Israel's a great example. We got Chris here. So let's talk about Israel. What's the religion of the state of Israel? Obviously, Judaism, right? Star of David on the flag and everything. Israel's laws are designed around Judaism. They're designed around Judaism, and they're designed to protect Judaism, and they're also designed to go after enemies of Judaism. Saudi Arabia. What's the religion of Saudi Arabia? Islam. The laws in Saudi Arabia are designed to protect Islam, and they're also designed to attack any perceived enemies of Islam. That's the religion. The state has a religion. The laws and the enemies are defined by the state's religion, which brings us to the United States of America. Headline from The Blaze: New York launches a hate and bias prevention unit, costing taxpayers millions of dollars. Let's set that aside for a moment. We've had these LGBTQ Air Force types running to the government to give testimony. Testimony that sounds like this.
Lawmakers is fueling growing attacks in our communities. It's happening in state houses, in schools, and on street corners. Yesterday, we released a report identifying 24 hospitals and providers across 22 states attacked online following misleading and inflammatory.
By the way, you hear what she just said? I'll let her keep going, but these 21 hospitals were attacked online. Attacked online? So somebody said some meanie McMean face words? Anyway, I'll let it keep going.
Inflammatory social media posts from bad actors. Just last week, California State Senator Scott Wiener, himself a gay Jewish man, was the target of a bomb threat because of his support working with trans youth and their families.
By the way, this bomb threat turned out to be fake. I'll let her keep going.
Families. Included in the threat were two words: pedophile and groomer. These threats are being made in every corner of our country, targeting LGBTQ plus people, our spaces, and our allies. It's happening in Tulsa, where vandals firebombed a donut shop after it hosted an art installation run by drag queens.
Are you paying attention to what's happening? Just hold on. If you're not paying attention, I'm going to play one more. This is from a trans activist named Olivia Hunt. Although I will admit, Olivia's voice is a little bassy.
In their minds, trans people either become victims to be saved from ourselves or villains to be punished.
My name is Olivia.
One example of this in action is the misuse of the term groomer. Anti-LGBTQ activists have appropriated this terminology used by survivors of childhood sexual abuse and used it to slander LGBTQ people and our allies as predatory, harmful toward children. In reality, trans people are significantly more likely to be the victims of sexual abuse than perpetrators of it. And now this misused terminology has become part of the political discourse around trans people.
Notice, by the way, I'm gonna let this guy keep going, but notice how defensive they are when they're accused of grooming. Notice how much they hate that word groomer. I wonder why.
And is invoked as a reason to further restrict our rights in the name of protecting children. This same rhetoric has subsequently been used as justification for violent anti-LGBTQ activism.
Notice how they focused on not only online attacks, but what's he focusing on right now? Rhetoric. Keep that New York hate and bias prevention unit in mind while you listen to this.
In their minds,
you know, I'm grossed out. I'm done listening to it. I'm done. I can't do it anymore. Remember what we were just talking about: how nations have religions. What you're going to begin to see now, as this becomes ingrained in every single part of society, not just at the government level, not just at a state level or city level, at a federal level, corporations, as every single part of your society realigns itself to make sure it's in line with the new religion of the state, it will also realign itself to attack the perceived enemies of that religion. Guess who the perceived enemies of that religion are? Yeah. You're going to see the law being used more and more now against any religious institution that doesn't bend the knee. I'm telling you that we are now the U.S. of gay, that whether you like it or not, we have a new state religion. And in case you're wondering, maybe you think I'm being over the top and that's not true. Okay, do a little experiment for me. I want you to, you don't have to go down there because that'd be a pain. I want you to look up the closest movie theater to you. How many movies are playing there? 10? I want you to close your eyes and then just kind of randomly put your finger over one movie title. Now go watch that movie. Are you more likely to see your religion represented in that movie or LGBTQ represented in that movie? You have a new religion in your country. You can love it, you can hate it, but maybe it's time for all of us to grow up and accept we are now the minority, and that as the minority, a viewed as hostile minority, in the future, we are going to see more and more attacks done with the consent of the legal system. The legal system is going to begin, as every nation does, to attack the enemies of the state religion. Oh, it's coming. Just buckle up, New York. Hey, I just saw you say something on Facebook about marriage being between a man and a woman. Could you step outside for me, sir? We need to have a talk. Sounds crazy. Could never happen here, right? Oh, be serious. Everywhere it's ever happened. That's exactly what they were saying about 5 minutes beforehand. All right. Let's get an update on Paul Hammerpants Pelosi. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Friday's still coming. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we get to Paul Hammerpants, let's just get to a couple emails here real quick. I know we talk a lot on the show about the need to take over school boards. One thing we don't talk about is the need for anti-communist history in social studies teachers. I graduated high school a few years ago in a blood red area, and even I remember my social studies teachers being loyal communists. For lots of kids, the only history they'll ever learn is in their high school classroom. Seems like you're a no-brainer. You should want to become a school teacher. Okay, let me address this really quickly. You're right. We should want to become school teachers, and we should seek out these gatekeeper positions like the communists do. But here is the problem. People on the right generally do not go to college for 4 years to go make a teacher's salary. I've told the story before. We don't think like them. A friend of a friend graduated Harvard with Barack Obama. And when you graduate Harvard, I wouldn't know because I never quite did that. When you graduate Harvard, you sit around and you talk with your friends and you have a couple beers after you graduate. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And you all have jobs already lined up after that. Oh, I'm going for this prestigious law firm and I'm going to work here. And they've already hired me on here for $500,000 a year. And you have all these things that you're going to do. And they got to Barack Obama and he said, I'm going to go be a community organizer in Chicago. And they all made fun of him. But Obama understood that's where true power comes from. Not from the $500,000 a year job at the law firm. True power comes from seizing political power and then using political power for your ends. The same when it comes to teaching profession. I want more people just like you do. We need more good, sane people to be mentoring and teaching our young people, especially history in this country. The problem is we don't. And I'm not judging, right? I'm not judging. I chase money. I like money as much as the next man. We don't seek out those professions because of the money. The communist does, because the communist understands that's true power. You graduate from college, you're out there looking for what? Oh, I hope I can get a job that pays 60, 70 grand a year. Maybe work my way up, make six figures one day, support, you know, make a real nice living for myself. They graduate college. Listen, you know what? Listen to this person. This is a great example right here. This person graduated college And there was only one thing this person was ever going to do, and she was going to do it with a purpose. She wasn't worried about the salary.
The way to make sure that students' pronouns are respected in your classroom is to give a class survey. It's anonymous, and the first question you can ask is, what is your name on the roster? Then the next question following up could be, you know, what is the name you'd like me to call you in class? And it's really important to follow those up with questions such as, can I share this information with your caretakers? Can I share this with your other teachers? Can I share this information with other students in the classroom? And then doing all of that again with pronouns.
That human being graduated college with a purpose. A purpose that in their minds was higher than money. Higher than money. Their purpose was to take your children and break them. To break them. That's their purpose. And that's our problem. And that's our challenge. So, speaking of breaking, an interesting new little tidbit came out about Paul Hammerpants Pelosi's attacker. And I know the communists keep getting mad. They keep writing these really nasty articles. It's hilarious every time I bring this up. And I don't understand why you're getting so mad. Don't you want me to talk about this alleged kidnapping of the Speaker of the House? I don't understand. So shouldn't you want me getting involved? After all, the Capitol Police, who monitor the cameras around the home, they said they were taking the night off and didn't monitor the cameras. And then I saw the picture of the broken glass, and the glass was very much broken out and not in. And then I get details like this. I get details that say Paul Pelosi, when he answered the door when the cops showed up, turned around and went back inside. He turned and went back inside. Huh. That is so weird. He's escaping this deranged kidnapper, and only he went back inside to him and away from the cops. And then there's something else that I just think is so odd. The NBC reporter who initially reported all those things that I just told you about, he got suspended, and no one has heard from him since. So it seems like I'm the only one out there interested in facts. What is it, communists? Are you not interested in facts? Dave DePepe has a son, and he breaks his silence. And he says, he isn't a danger to society. I don't even know if he attacked Mr. Pelosi. For all we know, he was some sort of sex slave. That's what the son of Dave DePepe said. And he also went on to say that his father, this is wildly out of character for him. So I know that I'm just supposed to accept the narrative that you tried to set right away when you ran to every single media outlet. Biden did it, Pelosi did it, they all did it. And you told everyone in America that this was caused by my rhetoric and rhetoric of people like me, and that this was some deranged MAGA guy, and how he was deranged by Donald Trump. And he was, of course, in there looking for Nancy, trying to hurt her. I know you want me to stop talking about this and move on, because I notice you have moved on. Now, maybe you're sitting out there right now, and maybe you're skeptical of my theory on what happened. Well, let me ask you something. Very, very easy question, simple question. If this really was a hardcore Trump supporter who attacked Paul Pelosi and wanted to kidnap Nancy Pelosi, and that was really just the truth, do you really believe the media would have moved off it in 48 hours? Or do you think they would have focused exclusively on this story for day after day after day after day? How quickly the media moved on, told you everything you needed to know. That's a good point Chris just brought up. January 6th was a year ago. They're still holding committee hearings on it, over a year ago. But yet Paul Pelosi, his attack was out of the news in the blink of an eye. Huh. That is weird. Anyway, we're going to get to some emails. Now, maybe someone will attack you with a hammer. It's possible. Maybe you didn't even invite the person in. Maybe you really are going to be attacked one day. And I hope the day never comes. I hope you never have to face any violence in your life. But if you do, please make sure you're carrying something on you that will allow you to stop a bad person. A bad person. I don't want you to just buy a hero gun and or a hero arrow for the person you love and yourself. I want you to carry it on you. Please tell me you carry it on you. It's a non-lethal gun. It doesn't require a concealed carry permit. So there's no excuse. You can have something on you at all times. Go to hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse. All right, someone wants to talk about where we are as a society, and we're going to talk about the deficit. How boring. Oh, it won't be bad. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.